You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
So, the last time you planned or actually bought a 40-inch TV or maybe a bigger one, did that 28% GST pinch you a little harder than you thought? Isn't it? I know I had to loosen the purse strings a little more than I thought. Hello and welcome to the Budget Podcast on CNBCTV18.com. I, Kanishka Sarkar, I'm back here with what different sectors of the economy expect from Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's budget this time. As you must have already guessed, in this episode, I'll share with you what consumer durables, retail and the ID sector want from the budget this time. I'll also talk about expectations of the silk, sari, food and beverage and the infrastructure sectors. First up, let's see what industry experts want for the consumer durables. Avneet Singh Marwah, the CEO at Super Plastronics Private Limited, suggests that as we're going through another COVID wave, to boost Indian manufacturing and MSMEs, there's a need for a stable GST tax slab. According to Marwah, no product should be above the 18% GST slab. And the government must encourage consumerism in order to improve market sentiment. By doing this, India could become the world's third largest market for television and the market size could grow by 15% each year. Therefore, he has urged the government to not change any custom duties for the time being as the industry is moving towards stable conditions. Marwah called cargo sector as another one that the government needs to intervene in. He said there's been a 10 times increase in sea freight in the last few years, and along with that timeline, it has increased 2 times. There's a big syndicate in this sector which is causing this delay and a huge loss to the economy as these delays are being managed at Indian seaports as well. He suggests the government should consider a lower tax rate on consumer electronics. This will encourage consumers to buy higher ASP products. This will also help the Digital India initiative as consumers will opt for more tech products. Meanwhile, Pallavi Singh, the Vice President of Super Plastronics, has urged the government to reduce GST on all consumer electronics to reflect those available on raw materials to reduce the disparity. She explains that with the current rate of 18% GST on televisions, up to 32 inches only, there's a vast range of televisions that comes under the ambit of a high 28% GST. A reduction in the rate to 18%, even in televisions up to 43 inches, will bring a huge relief, she says, since the majority of the consumers in India fall under 32 to 43 inches range. Moving on, here's what the food and beverage industry wants from FM Nirmala Sitharaman. The Trade Promotion Council of India, that is TPCI, has suggested the government to announce incentives for activities such as branding and marketing of India-made products, setting up of R&D labs, and duty-free import of raw material by SEZ units. It also demanded input tax credits for the industry, incentivized institutions for traceability in the food supply system, subsidy for testing in the food sector, funds for setting up food and beverage tech machinery manufacturing plants, and interest subvention schemes for MSMEs. Next up, here's something that might interest Kanchipuram silk sari lovers. In Tamil Nadu, smaller weddings, often with tighter budgets, have had a compounding negative impact on an industry that relies on wedding fervor for its very survival, the Kanchipuram's silk sari business. Retailers say 2 years of restrictions on wedding guests, a massive flood in November, and a massive spike in COVID cases before Pongal has resulted in the festive season sales come down by about 30 to 40% as compared to a year ago. Weavers of silk say, budget or not, a GST waiver is the need of the hour. At present, handlooms are taxed at 5%, but if there's no GST on the product, it might be a ray of hope for them. Moving on, let's see what exporters are looking forward to in the budget. Exporters have demanded support measures include enhanced allocations for remission of duties and taxes on export product scheme. They also want high import duty on plastic finished goods, setting up an Indian shipping line, and reinstating exemption for duty-free import of critical inputs for leather products. They've also suggested fiscal incentives to address the logistics challenges. and a reduction of income tax on partnerships and LLPs to support MSME players. The Federation of Indian Export Organizations, that is FIEO, said that there is a need to encourage large Indian entities to build an Indian shipping line of global repute, as it would help reduce dependence on foreign shipping lines. This comes as the sector is facing major issues due to rising freight cost and its dependence on global shipping companies. Next, let's decode what the infrastructure sector is expecting from the finance minister. Vinayak Chatterjee, the infra expert and chairman of CII's National Council on Infra, told CNBC TV 18 that he's expecting a 25% outlay for infrastructure in the upcoming budget. And this outlay could touch about 7 lakh crore rupees. He also expects some comment on bringing down or taking to the GST Council the issues of cement GST as well as GST on batteries for electric vehicles. Meanwhile, Renu Baid, the Vice President of Research at IIFL Institutional Equities, believes that metro, rail and water will remain the core sectors among infraspace. He feels power T&D, which has been lackluster, could see a comeback this time. Lastly, let me share with you some updates on cryptocurrency. Bitcoin finally gained today after tumbling to its lowest level in 6 months on fears of a Russian attack on Ukraine and before this week's Federal Reserve meeting. The largest cryptocurrency was trading almost 2% higher at 36,200 this morning, according to CoinDesk data. Well, on the domestic front, experts have called for regulation of cryptocurrencies in the upcoming budget and exhorted the government to treat them as capital assets with a reasonable tax regime. While the sector has grown exponentially over the last few years in India, with buying and selling of digital currencies and altcoins and legalizing cryptocurrency exchanges, the government has yet to bring in a law regulating the sector. Prateek Gauri, the CEO and founder of Fire, said that the government has a responsibility to protect people from investments that are sensationalized. And while risk-taking is every investor's right, a measured hand where investment and holding parties responsible go hand in hand. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any suggestions or queries, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back with another episode on budget expectations. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.